Welcome to the PNC studio at Hallis Hall. This is Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. I'm Lauren Screeden, alongside my co-host, Anthony Adams. Double A, what's up?
Nothing much. How you doing?
I'm good. How you
looking
doing?
Looking good.
Thank you. You too. Bears colors. You keeping busy these days?
Trying.
Okay. I heard you were down at training camp for a little while.
I was down there, and I had a good time.
Good. Did you happen to see Ryan Mundy down there?
I did, and he was wearing his infamous gray shirt.
He told me he was going to bring that. I actually hung out with him while he packed for training camp. Let's check it out.
You know, you do need some sweats, so I got my hoodie right here, got another pair of comfortable sweatpants, and another pair of sweatpants.
So you already got some stuff together here for training camp. What are we looking at? What are the important things to bring?
Well, I got my clothes here. On the priority scale, those are probably the least important because I pretty much wear the same thing every day, but you know, you gotta switch it up. You gotta change your underwear. I mean, that's just basic sanitary.
I'm sure your teammates would appreciate that.
They would. You know, I practice good hygiene, so that's always a good thing. I am the most stylish person on the team, so even though it's not a lot of clothes, it's still a lot of good looking clothes, and that's what's most important.
So you'll be looking good.
I'll always be looking good. That's the first rule to success. You gotta look good.
Look good, feel good.
You feel good, you play good.
There's one shirt that definitely makes Ryan feel good.
Freshly washed. It's made by a guy, a designer named John Elliott. Like the cut. A little unique, great fabric. I'm a fabric guy. Gotta feel good on the body.
That is nice.
Yeah, feels good. You check out the edges right here. It's a different little cut. It's not your average t-shirt, which is why it probably cost me. I'm not even going to tell you how much it costs. Because you'd be like, that guy paid that much for a t-shirt.
More than an average t-shirt.
Yeah, it's not your average, tagless Hanes Michael Jordan t-shirt.
You don't get that in a six-pack.
No. You don't get these in a six-pack. But this is my shirt. If you see me at training camp and I'm giving you an autograph, I'll probably have on this shirt.
So I know you're a big shoe guy, obviously. Got to have shoes at camp. Which ones are we bringing?
Well, actually... I got them right here. This is the Jordan Future. Probably the most comfortable Jordan that I've ever had on. I call these the Dark Knights.
Whoa.
Yeah, these are the Batman shoes. All black with a little metallic bottom. So we stay stylish on and off the field.
Ryan packed a few other things to help him on the field.
Got my waters right here. High pH levels help me hydrate. They're a liter and a half per bottle, so that's a lot of water to drink in one setting, and I'll probably go through about three of those a day. Got my supplements here, got some post-recovery stuff, some goji berries. They make you feel great. You need some of the goji berries. Look them up.
There's one more thing that he'll be sure to pack.
I need my computer because I don't have a TV in my room. That's just an added distraction. But I do need my computer.
Is there somebody who brings the big screen TV and the video games?
Yeah, I mean, guys do that. You know, whatever you need to do to get through camp, that's what you need to do. Me, I'm not a big video game player. I only watch the news. That kind of shows my age because all I watch is like CNN, MSNBC, and that type of stuff. So there's not much downtime at training camp, but when we do have some downtime, you know, it's always good to get around the fellas and fraternize a little bit, tell a few jokes. Hang out, maybe play a hand of cards or something like that, or just sit down and break bread with one another.
So this obviously isn't your first training camp. Have you learned what to bring over the years?
I've learned that more is less. I don't want to be lugging five or six bags in a training camp like I'm moving in the joint. As a rookie, you don't know what to expect. You don't know where to go in training camp. You don't know left from right. You don't know the schedule. You don't know where to go to eat. You don't know where to take a shower at. There's just so much things that you need to figure out outside of the practices and your playbook that it can get a little overwhelming. But 8 years later, I'm okay.
But going back to work does mean Ryan has to say goodbye to his wife, Jillian, and two daughters, Ryan Taylor and Cameron.
I say, I love you. Daddy's got to go to work. And that's really what it is. Daddy has to go to work. And you know, that's really why I do what I do and why I work so hard. It's for my family.
It's really hard when he's not here. We miss him a lot. But we know Daddy is working and he'll be back soon. But now that we have our second, this will be interesting. Because the past couple of seasons, it was just Ryan Taylor. So it was one-on-one, right? Now I have you know, two-on-one. So it'll be interesting, but they're great girls.
Are there any responsibilities that Jillian's going to have to pick up since you're away?
Just taking the trash out. That's it.
That's your job?
Yeah, that's my job.
Okay.
That's my job.
He's got that down to a T. So yeah, he's our trash man every Thursday. You'll see Ryan Mundy out pulling our trash bins out. And he's a great, you know, he's a great dad, great husband. He's always helping around the house just with the little things. So I'll really miss that while he's gone. You know, a lot of it will, you know, be on mom while he's away, but that's okay. You know what? Nature of the business, nature of what he does. And that's what we're here to support him.
All right.
Love you. Say bye, Daddy.
Bye, Daddy.
Bye, Dad. Come on, Ryan.
Bye-bye.
Say bye to Dad.
Bye.
Bye.
Double A, you have some experience packing for training camp.
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
And what were your must brings?
I had to bring my iPod, listen to my tunes, okay. And then I had to bring an alarm clock, a battery-operated alarm clock, just in case the power went out.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to be late to meetings. It's a hefty fine.
So that was before iPhones, probably, then? Or...
Good one. Good one. Good one, Laura. Your time is coming. Keep it up.